This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Rising college costs and increasing student loan debt are problems for students from many backgrounds. But Bridge, the online news service of the Center for Michigan, finds that students from low-income families are bearing more of the brunt of the higher price tag for higher education. Ron French is senior writer for Bridge. Ron French, thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Explain how you found that low-income students at some universities in Michigan are seeing their costs go up more than their counterparts from wealthier families.
Sure. The gist of this is that if you don't have a kid in college, people would assume that if you go to college, it's the same price for everyone, right? Just like going out and buying a car. But it's more like buying an airline ticket where everyone on board, it seems like, has paid a different price. That's a little bit what it's like with universities because some kids get merit aid. Some students get financial aid depending on their family incomes. So the federal government requires universities to report the net cost, and that's how much you're supposed to pay for tuition and books and fees and housing, minus all your grants and scholarships. Universities are required to provide that net cost to the federal government along with the family's income. Okay. So what the federal government then releases is the net cost by income bracket for each university. Well, that's very good information for parents to look at because they get a sense of how much universities pay. But to answer your question directly about how we found this out is then you can look at trend lines over a period of years. And we found something very surprising that even at this time when there's so much attention being paid to college costs and so much attention being paid to we have to get more kids up from lower income brackets into college, at some universities, the net cost has actually gone up faster for the poorest kids than for the richest kids.
Would the big broad brush takeaway here be that means that there is less need-based aid out there and perhaps maybe the same amount of merit-based aid for a student who's high achieving, but not as much aid for the student who comes from a poorer background?
It was sort of a perfect storm for a lot of these public universities in the state. At the same period of time, and this was a period from 2008, 2009 to 2012-13 school year. So this, you think about what was happening back in 2008, 2009. The economy was in a nosedive, particularly here in Michigan. And two things happened at that point. That's also the same period in which the state budget was falling apart. And so some of the state financial aid that was available to students disappeared. You probably remember, some of your listeners may remember the Promise Grant that a lot of students got. Well, that disappeared. At the same time, a lot of families saw their incomes going down, and so they were lower income than they used to be and needed more financial aid. So if you're a Western Michigan, you look at a situation where you lost millions and millions of dollars in state aid that might have otherwise gone in past years to help poorer students afford college. At the same time, they're getting more low-income students apply to Western Michigan. And so you have a smaller pie and more people wanting a piece of it. And so what happened at Western and at some other universities is they really had very little choice, but the financial aid for some of those students is lower than they would have liked it to have been.
Western Michigan University is one of the schools where you found that students from lower income families are, in fact, paying more. So what do people at Western say that they are doing to try and address that discrepancy?
They realize it's happening. They're unhappy about it. And next fall, in fact, they are beefing up their scholarships for low-income students. They're going to start with $50,000. That's going to be split between, I think, 10 low-income students, low-income, high-achieving freshmen, and they're going to be expanding it after that. You know, and that's great for that number of students. It's a great start, but let's face it, it's a drop in the bucket for what's needed. Western and almost all universities in the state say the real answer to this is for the state government to reinvest in student financial aid. Here's something that our listeners may think about, chew on a little bit, is that Michigan ranks 41st in the nation per capita in how much we provide for student financial aid. And, you know, when you're ranked 41st in the amount of aid you're giving, it's going to have implications.
There are, of course, other universities are facing some of the same problems. Are other schools finding other ways to address this, taking different approaches?
There absolutely are. First, you need to not even consider the University of Michigan in this sort of discussion, because the University of Michigan has such a large endowment that they are able to provide more aid. At the University of Michigan, during the same time period that Western Michigan saw, Western Michigan increased its net cost for its poorest students by 27%. The University of Michigan dropped by 10% for those the cost for poor students. But you can't really consider University of Michigan because of the size of their endowment. So what about the other universities that are comparable to a Western? For example, Oakland University. 4 or 5 years ago, Oakland University was the most expensive public university in the state for poor students to attend. But now it's one of the cheapest. They intentionally took money away from wealthier classmates and shoved it into financial aid for the lowest income, which is, we're defining low income as from students from families making $30,000 or less in a year. So Oakland was able to find a way to do it. It's not they found a big barrel of money buried in the backyard. It's they made a conscious decision. We have to provide more aid to the low income. This is a moral imperative.
You mentioned earlier that it's really not the right way to look at this to even include the University of Michigan in the discussion. Are various universities here perhaps playing the game just very differently and maybe not out of choice, but just because they don't have the same resources, the same endowment that some of the larger schools have?
Sure. And there's always a balancing act at universities that do not have the resources of the University of Michigan, which is almost every university in the nation. But when you look at a Western, when you look at a Grand Valley, you have to look at how are we able to split this money, this bucket of money we have for financial aid. We can just pour it all into the lowest income students. But almost all universities also want to attract as many high-achieving students as possible. And how you do that is you provide merit aid. And merit aid is money that is provided in scholarships for high-achieving high school students. If I have an ACT score of 32, and I'm applying to Western, I'm applying to Eastern and Central, if I were the parent of that kid, I'd be looking at, okay, I'm in all these schools. Who's giving me the best financial package? If one of those schools says, you know, your student did really well in high school, we really want them here, we're going to give them $5,000 in merit aid, that would have otherwise, Gordon, maybe you could have decided to give that to the low-income students. But that's sort of, it's just like shopping for a car. You know, if I feel I can get the same education several places, you go where you can get the best deal. And experts in academia say that it's really important for everyone at university to have a great diversity at your school. And I don't just mean racial diversity or geographic diversity. It's academic achievement diversity. It's important for there to be very high achieving students at these schools, to be in your classes right next to another student. And how you sometimes have to attract those is providing little merit aid. So what I'm saying is that at a Western or a Grand Valley or wherever, these universities have to still provide some merit aid to attract some of the other students.
You mentioned that idea of the parent looking at the various schools and where their child may choose to go and considering the cost that is associated. But another story that you have on the Bridge site also warns people that they need to look beyond the sticker price. Explain a little bit about what that means.
Oh, absolutely. And we have a cost calculator on our site, www.bridgemi.com. It's a college cost calculator where you can type in your income bracket, and all 15 public universities in the state will come up and show you what the average net price would be. Net price varies wildly from the sticker price. Unless you're making, I'm going to throw out a figure, probably $150,000, $200,000 a year, sticker prices don't mean much, okay, because everyone pays less than that. So what you have to do is look at the sticker prices and apply anyway. A lot of poor students sometimes do not apply to a University of Michigan or a Michigan State thinking that they aren't going to be able to afford it. But actually, those two universities are among the the cheapest for students who are low income. Let me give you an example. University of Michigan, highest sticker price in the state, but it's the cheapest university to attend if your family makes under $30,000 a year. And frankly, Western Michigan is one of the most expensive for at the moment for those who don't make much money. So you have to not look at a sticker price. Every university, if you don't use our cost calculator, every university has on their website, they're required now, you can go there and put net cost calculator in there, and you type in a little information about your finances, it will give you an estimate of how much it would cost to actually attend there. That's very important because, as I said, you may find college a lot more affordable than you think.
Some of the people you talked to brought up the concerns they have that there are broader implications for Michigan's economy and Michigan's future wrapped up in this issue. Specifically, what are those concerns?
Michigan is below the national average in percent of its population with a college degree. Why is that important? Because the higher the percentage of your population with a college degree, the better the economics of your state, that they run parallel to each other. So there's a big push, and the governor is very much behind this. We have to find a way to increase the number of people who earn college degrees. It's one thing getting them into college and another thing to for them to stay there long enough to get a degree. So how do you do that? Well, middle-class families whose parents went to college, most of their kids are already going to college. Who's not going to college? If we're going to increase our percentage of adults with degrees, we have to get more kids into college whose parents did not go. Well, a fair share of those families are low to moderate income. So college is a big financial burden for them. When we are placing a larger burden, at least as far as the college cost increase, we're putting more of the increase on low-income families, we're decreasing the chances these kids are going to graduate. They may get into school, but a lot of them drop out because they can't afford it. So the key is, shouldn't we, as a state, look at this and say, this is an economic good for the state to try to get these kids from low and moderate income families into college and make sure it's affordable enough for them so they can graduate. It helps them, sure. You can look at it as a moral good, but it's an economic good for the state as more of these kids end up with degrees and go out and work in white-collar jobs and are engineers and scientists, you know, and teachers that make a decent living. That helps everybody.
So what are some possible solutions out there? Either, you know, you mentioned earlier what some of the schools are doing. I'm wondering if there are other proposals and if there's anybody out there who's pushing for more policy changes at the state level to address the problem.
There's a lot of talk out there, and some states are trying different things. There are states that are experimenting with free public university. There are states that are looking at sort of pay it forward type of thing where your loans are forgiven if you stay in the state a certain amount of time. There are states that are considering programs where that you attend for free, but then you promise to pay a certain percentage of your income over the period of years after you graduate back to the state. And so hopefully the state is paid back for their investment in the student. There are all sorts of things that states are looking at. From a university point of view, you know, there's always, they have to look at how their balances, their budgets are put together. Is there a way to put more money into student financial aid, particularly for the low-income students? And from an individual point of view, you need to shop around. It's just like buying a car. It's just like buying a washer or a dryer, for that matter. You don't just go into one store, look at one model, and buy it. You look at the variety, look at the quality, and how much the cost is, because there's a vast variance in how much some of these universities will end up costing your child to get a degree in 4 years. And the other thing that families can do to try to limit cost, help encourage your student to graduate in 4 years instead of five or five and a half. The average now is about 5 years to get a bachelor's degree. Think about that, how much more that costs. That's another full year of school. So the more that we can do to help kids get into school, get them out on time, the better off everyone's going to be.
Ron French, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ron French is senior writer for Bridge, the online news service of the Center for Michigan. The stories on low-income students bearing more of the increasing cost of higher education can be found at bridgemi.com and through a link at our website, wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.